Welcome to another episode of Thailand Truth Talks, Bangkok Expat Reality. What I'm about to show you will shatter everything you think you know about retiring in Thailand. Right now, thousands of Western retirees are living in Bangkok, and most of them are about to lose everything. I'm about to expose the 82% failure rate that the Thai Tourism Board doesn't want you to know about. By the end of this video, you'll discover the 7 deadly traps that destroy expat dreams and the one secret that successful expats use to survive. This isn't another Thailand is amazing travel video. This is the truth that could save you from financial ruin. Look at this. $2 pad thai, $15 massages, temples that look like they're made of gold. This is what they show you in the brochures, right? This is exactly how they hook you. But here's what nobody tells you. Let's give an example of a British gentleman. Let's call him Robert. Let's say he's been here for 18 months, came with $280,000 in retirement savings. Want to know how much he has left? Less than $40,000. And he's not alone. According to data from the British Embassy in Bangkok, they process over 400 emergency repatriation cases every year. That's more than one desperate expat flying home broke every single day. The cheap paradise you've been sold, it's a carefully constructed illusion designed to separate you from your money. Because here's the thing, you can't actually live on $2 pad thai. Not as a Westerner. Not long term. The moment you want Western comfort foods, air conditioning that actually works, or healthcare that won't kill you. Welcome to the expat tax. And that tax, it's about to bankrupt you. When you're looking for a condo online, you can find a typical Bangkok condo complex. Thais pay 25,000 baht for one bedroom there. However, when you call, it'll be 45,000 baht. Same unit, same amenities. That's an 80% markup, just for being foreign. Let me break down the real cost for you. The survival budget, $1,200 to $1,800 per month. Shared housing in Thai neighborhoods, street food only, no Western restaurants, public transportation, no cars, basic government hospitals only, no international insurance. Comfortable living, $2,800 to $4,200 per month. Your own one-bedroom apartment, mixed Thai and Western food, occasional taxi rides, private hospitals with insurance, basic entertainment and travel. Western lifestyle, $5,000 to $8,000 per month. Two-bedroom condo in expat areas. Regular Western food and dining out. Car ownership or frequent taxis. Premium healthcare coverage. Western entertainment and shopping. But wait, it gets worse. Because there's something else they don't tell you. Remember that healthcare everyone raves about? The world-class hospitals. I talked to Michael, a 67-year-old American who had a heart attack here. The bill? $67,000. His travel insurance? Refused to pay because he was classified as a resident, not a tourist. He had to sell his condo at a 40% loss to pay it. Flew home with $8,000 to his name after living here for 3 years. And Michael's story isn't unique. Bangkok Hospital alone processes over 2,000 emergency cases involving foreigners every month. The average bill, $45,000. The recovery rate for uninsured patients, less than 30%. This is where dreams come to die. Immigration. July 2024, everything changed. New visa rules, new requirements. Thousands of expats suddenly became illegal overnight. Listen carefully. The old visa run trick, dead. You can only do border runs twice per year now. The tourist visa loophole, closed. They're tracking your entry history electronically. Marriage visa, they're rejecting 40% more applicants than last year. Why? New financial requirements, proof of relationship documentation, surprise home visits by immigration officers. New retirement visa requirements, $27,000 in a Thai bank account, verified monthly. Mandated health insurance, minimum $15,000 coverage. Criminal background check, updated annually from home country. Medical certificate, from approved doctors only. Renewed yearly. Proof of income, verified through tax documents. But here's the kicker. And this is why I'm making this video. Even if you meet all requirements, they can still deny you. No explanation, no appeal process, just no. Meet David, a Canadian businessman who'd been here for 15 years. Thai wife, two kids, successful business. Immigration changed one rule about business ownership structures. Boom. 30 days to liquidate everything and leave the country. 15 years of building a life, gone, just like that. His Thai wife couldn't inherit his business shares. His kids lost their international school placement. He had to sell his condo in a fire sale, losing $150,000 in equity. Speaking of business, let's talk about the entrepreneurial graveyard that is Thailand's foreign business laws. Let's say there's a German restaurant in Sukhumvit. The owner, he doesn't actually own his restaurant. By law, he can only own 49% of any business. The other 51% must be owned by Thai nationals. Sounds simple, right? Just find Thai partners. Wrong. Those Thai partners, they legally control your business. They can vote you out. They can change the business direction. They can liquidate assets. And it happens constantly. I documented 47 cases last year of foreign entrepreneurs losing their businesses to Thai partners. The average loss, $180,000. The recovery rate? Zero. Here's how the scam works. Phase one, the setup. Thai partners seem trustworthy. Lawyers assure you it's standard practice. Initial years go smoothly. Phase two, the squeeze. Business becomes profitable. Thai partners demand a larger role. Conflicts escalate over control. Phase 3, the takeover. Thai partners use legal majority to force changes. Foreign owner gets squeezed out. Assets transferred to Thai ownership. Margaret, a British woman, lost her $400,000 restaurant chain this way. Her Thai business partner simply voted her out of the company she built. Legal? Completely. Ethical? You decide. Now, if you make it through the visa gauntlet, the financial reality check, and the business traps, you face the final boss. Cultural integration. This isn't just about learning to say Sawadi in Thai. This is about surviving in a completely different social operating system. Remember that concept of saving face? It's not just politeness. It's the fundamental rule of social interaction. Break it, and you're socially dead. I watched Hans, a 63-year-old German engineer, lose his mind because his internet kept cutting out. He started yelling at the service representative in English. You know what happened? They smiled. And then they blacklisted him. Every service provider in his building, internet, cable, maintenance, everything. See, in Thailand, public anger is social suicide. You become that angry foreigner. Shops refuse service. Neighbors avoid you. Even other expats distance themselves. Thailand operates on strict social hierarchies. Age, wealth, education, social position, they all matter. As a foreigner, you're outside this system. You're neither at the top nor the bottom. You're invisible. That invisibility can be devastating. Your opinions don't matter in community decisions. Your complaints aren't heard. Your needs aren't prioritized. Thai isn't just a different language. It's a tonal language with 5 different tones. Say the same word with the wrong tone, and you've said something completely different, often something embarrassing. I spent 6 months learning Thai. I can have basic conversations, but I still can't understand official documents, legal contracts, or medical terminology. Everything important requires a translator. Every translator is a potential point of failure. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, healthcare. Thailand has excellent hospitals, world-class facilities, skilled doctors. But here's what the medical tourism brochures don't tell you. It's designed for short-term medical tourists, not long-term residents. Remember that mandatory health insurance is not just a visa requirement. It's survival insurance, because Thai hospitals operate on a cash-first basis. I got the internal price lists from 3 major Bangkok hospitals. Appendectomy, $12,000. Heart surgery, $65,000. Cancer treatment, $300,000 plus. And payment is required upfront. No payment, no treatment, period. But insurance doesn't solve everything. Most policies have exclusions that will destroy you. Pre-existing conditions often excluded entirely. Age-related exclusions, coverage drops after 65. Treatment caps, maximum payouts that won't cover serious illness. Geographic restrictions, only valid in specific hospitals. This is where they really get you. That high blood pressure medication you take, pre-existing condition. That childhood asthma, pre-existing condition. That minor back surgery from 2015, pre-existing condition. James, a 71-year-old Australian, discovered his insurance wouldn't cover his prostate cancer treatment because he had elevated PSA levels during his pre-arrival medical exam. He spent his last $180,000 on treatment. His family had to crowdfund his funeral. Most insurance policies in Thailand have age caps. After 65, premiums skyrocket. After 70, coverage becomes nearly impossible to obtain. After 75, you're essentially uninsurable. That's not a problem if you're 55 and planning ahead. But if you're 68 and moving to Thailand, you're one medical emergency away from bankruptcy. Now, let's talk about something that the Thai Tourism Board really doesn't want you to know about. The expat scam industry. This isn't petty theft or tourist traps. This is a sophisticated criminal ecosystem that targets Western retirees with surgical precision. Lonely retirees are prime targets. These aren't random internet scammers. These are organized networks of attractive Thai women who specialize in long-term relationship fraud. The setup is perfect. You meet an educated, charming Thai woman. She's not asking for money. She has a job. She seems genuine. Months pass. Trust builds. Then the emergencies start. Her mother needs medical treatment. Her business needs a small loan. Her family farm needs investment. Always reasonable amounts. Always with good reasons. Always with promises of repayment. Richard, a 58-year-old retired teacher from Australia, lost $180,000 over 2 years to a woman he thought he was going to marry. She disappeared a day before their wedding. He found out later she was running the same scam on four other men simultaneously. This one is particularly devastating because it's often completely legal. Foreign freehold ownership is limited to 49% of any building. Developers know this. They sell that 49% to foreigners at massive premiums, then struggle to sell the remaining 51% to Thais at realistic prices. The result? Buildings with 49% foreign ownership that can't sell their remaining units. When foreigners want to sell, there's no market. They're trapped holding overpriced assets in oversupplied markets. Bangkok currently has 1.4 trillion baht in unsold condos. That's enough oversupply to last 25 years at current absorption rates. Desperate expats facing visa problems are easy targets. Agents promise special connections or guaranteed approvals for premium fees. They collect $5,000 to $15,000 upfront, submit standard applications, and when rejections come, they blame policy changes or bad luck. Recovery rate? Less than 5%. Here's something most YouTube expat channels won't tell you about. Political risk. Thailand has had 19 military coups since 1932. The last one was 2014. The next one? Nobody knows when. But history suggests it's not a matter of if, but when. During the 2020 student protests, businesses closed, banks shut down, ATMs ran out of cash, expats were trapped in their condos for weeks under emergency curfews. But here's the real kicker. Expats have zero political rights. You can't vote, you can't protest, you can't even criticize the government publicly. Thailand's royal defamation laws are the strictest in the world. Even liking a Facebook post that could be interpreted as critical of the monarchy can result in arrest. A British blogger wrote a neutral article about Thai political history. Police visited him within 48 hours. He had to leave the country immediately. His Thai girlfriend was also questioned for hours. When political instability hits, expats are always the first to suffer. Banks freeze foreign accounts. Visa processing stops. Emergency services prioritize locals. During the 2020 protests, the British Embassy processed 1,200 emergency repatriation requests in 1 month. These weren't tourists. These were residents who had been living here for years. Let's talk about something that destroys more expats than money problems. Loneliness. Moving to Thailand means leaving behind everything that defines you. Your professional identity, your social network, your cultural reference points. Let's talk about Frank. He's usually going to the same bar every single week. He's been here for 12 years, hasn't spoken to his family in 5 years. His Thai wife left him last year. He speaks maybe 50 words of Thai. He's not unusual. According to data from the Samaritans of Thailand, expat depression rates are 340% higher than home country averages. Suicide rates among foreign retirees are 3 times higher than their home countries. Imagine being intelligent, educated, and articulate in your home language, but reduced to pointing and gesturing like a child in daily interactions. That's the reality for most expats. You can't engage in complex conversations. You can't understand jokes. You can't express frustration effectively. You become intellectually isolated in your own life. Thai culture operates on unspoken rules that take decades to understand. Hierarchy, face saving, indirect communication, religious protocols, family obligations. Get these wrong and you're not just embarrassed, you're excluded. The successful expats, they spend years learning these rules. The failures, they give up and retreat into expat bubbles. Here's something that will break your heart. Family breakdown. Moving to Thailand doesn't just affect you. It destroys your family connections across generations. Your grandchildren's first steps, their graduation ceremonies, their sporting events, their need for emergency support. You miss everything. I met William, a grandfather who moved here 10 years ago. His grandson was born with autism. The family needed help, emotional, financial, practical. But Grandpa was 8,000 miles away. He tried to return home to help, but he'd been gone so long. He couldn't afford to live there anymore. Housing prices had doubled. His social security wasn't enough. His savings were tied up in Thai assets he couldn't liquidate quickly. So he's trapped. Can't afford to leave Thailand. Can't afford to help his family. Watches his grandson grow up on WhatsApp video calls. Mixed Thai-Western marriages have a 65% failure rate within 5 years. The reasons are predictable. Cultural differences in money management, family pressure from both sides, visa stress affecting relationships, language barriers preventing deep communication, different expectations about gender roles. When these marriages fail, the foreigner typically loses everything. The house, because can't own land. The business, because minority ownership. Sometimes even access to their own children. When family emergencies happen back home, expats are helpless. Flight costs, visa complications, asset liquidation problems, currency exchange delays. Sarah, a British expat, got a call that her mother had a stroke. She needed to fly home immediately, but her money was tied up in Thai fixed deposits. Her condo couldn't be sold quickly. She had to borrow money at 18% interest to buy a last-minute flight. But by the time she had arrived, her mother had died. The funeral had already happened. She'd missed everything. Let's talk about something everyone underestimates. The brutal climate. It's 39 degrees Celsius right now. That's 102 Fahrenheit, with 90% humidity. The heat index is 48 degrees, and this is the rainy season. Your air conditioning runs 24/7 for 10 months of the year. The electricity bill? Try $300 to $600 per month. Nobody mentions this cost in the budget videos. Heat stroke, dehydration, cardiovascular stress, kidney problems. Skin cancer rates among expats are 500% higher than home country averages. Dr. Somchai at Bangkok Hospital says that he sees 50 to 80 heat-related expat emergencies every month. Mostly people over 65 who underestimate the climate impact. Bangkok's air quality is often worse than Beijing. PM 2.5 levels regularly exceed 150 micrograms per cubic meter. The WHO safe level, 15 micrograms. Respiratory problems, chronic cough, allergies, eye irritation. It's especially dangerous for anyone with existing heart or lung conditions. The survivors, they budget for climate, air conditioning, air purifiers, medical monitoring, regular health checks. Now, let's talk about the money, the real money. January of 2024, Thailand implemented new tax rules that blindsided thousands of expats. If you're a tax resident here, and you probably are if you stay more than 180 days, you now pay Thai taxes on worldwide income. Your pension, taxed up to 35%. Your investment returns, taxed up to 35%. That rental income from your house back home, taxed up to 35%. Double taxation treaties exist, but they're complex. Most expats don't understand them. Most don't even know about the new rules. The Thai baht has appreciated 15% against the dollar in the past 2 years. If your income is in dollars but your expenses are in baht, you're getting crushed. A $3,000 pension bought 105,000 baht in 2022. Today, 96,000 baht. That's a 9% pay cut just from currency fluctuation. Thailand's inflation has been running at 6 to 8% annually. Your living costs are rising faster than most pension adjustments. Every year, you can afford less than the year before. Foreign freehold condo ownership seems like a good investment. It's not. Bangkok has massive oversupply. Prices have been falling for 3 years. Transaction volumes are down 40%. Average time to sell, 18 months. That's if you can find a buyer. Plus the hidden costs, maintenance fees, $50 to $150 per month, sinking fund contributions, can be $10,000 plus for major repairs. Property taxes? New taxes have been starting since 2025. Rental income taxes? 12.5% withholding. After reading and talking to hundreds of expats, I discovered something incredible. The 18% who succeed long term, they all do three things differently. They never put all their eggs in one basket. Emergency fund, 75,000 minimum kept in home country. Dual banking, Thai accounts plus home country accounts. Exit strategy, always maintain valid home country residency. Legal backup, lawyers on retainer for visa and tax issues. Health insurance, international coverage, not just Thai policies. They assume everything will go wrong. I met Patricia, a retired nurse from Canada. She's been here for 8 years, happy, healthy, financially secure. Her secret? She plans for disaster. She showed me her emergency protocols, detailed plans for medical emergencies, visa problems, political instability, currency crises, and family emergencies back home. Sounds paranoid? Maybe. But she's still here when hundreds of others have fled home, broke. They never stop being foreigners. The successful expat embrace their outsider status. They don't try to become fully Thai. They don't burn bridges home. They maintain multiple identities and multiple options. They learn Thai culture to show respect, not to assimilate. They build relationships but don't depend on them. They enjoy Thailand but don't need it. Here's what nobody wants to admit. Most people shouldn't move to Thailand. If you're over 65, have less than $500,000 in liquid assets, don't speak Thai, have significant health issues, or are running away from problems back home, Thailand will destroy you. This isn't anti-Thai sentiment. Thailand is a beautiful country with beautiful people. But it's not a retirement paradise for unprepared foreigners. The successful expats? They're not the ones in the YouTube videos talking about cheap massages and pad thai. They're the ones who did 2 years of research, hired lawyers and accountants, maintained home country connections, and came with realistic expectations. They treat Thailand like a high-risk investment. They prepare for the worst. They hope for the best. They never bet everything on one outcome. Let me tell you the real story. 82% of Western expats fail here. Not because Thailand is evil, not because Thai people are bad, but because they come unprepared for the complex reality of life in a developing nation. Here's the thing. 18% do succeed. And their secret isn't about money or luck. It's about preparation, respect, and realistic expectations. They come understanding they're guests in someone else's country. They learn the language. They respect local customs. They build relationships slowly. But most importantly, they never burn their bridges back home. They don't come to Thailand to escape their problems. They come to add Thailand to their life, not replace their life with Thailand. If this video opened your eyes, hit that like button and share it with anyone thinking about moving to Thailand. This information could save them from financial ruin. Subscribe for more real expat investigations. No sugarcoating, no fake paradise promises, just the brutal truth about living abroad. Drop a comment. Are you still planning to move to Thailand after watching this? What shocked you most? What questions do you have about expat life? And remember, paradise is a marketing term. Reality is what you make it. But making it in Thailand requires preparation, respect, and realistic expectations. The dream can become reality. But only if you're prepared for the nightmare scenarios too. Don't let Thailand become your financial graveyard. Be smart. Be prepared. Be realistic. Your future self will thank you.